This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. We've got a really fun deep dive planned just for you today.
Oh, yeah. This one is going to be a little bit different.
It is. Yeah. Because today...
we're telling a story.
That's right. We're going to tell you a children's Christmas story.
That's right. Are you ready?
Get comfy and let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a week before Christmas at the North Pole.
Everything is crazy up there right now, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's so busy, you know, getting ready for Santa's big trip. But, oh, there's a huge problem.
What is it?
Santa's sleigh bells are missing.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine Christmas without those iconic jingling bells?
I don't even want to think about it. Those bells are like...
super important.
Yeah. They're magic. Remember.
Yeah.
They help Santa's reindeer fly so he can deliver all those presents.
So we've got to find those bells.
We do. Luckily, Santa has some helpers.
Yes, he does. He's got three very clever elf friends.
Oh, I love these elves.
Me too. Their names are... Tinker,
Tingle,
Jingle, and Spark.
Spark, what a great team.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And they're ready to jump into action.
So they're going to try to solve this mystery, like detectives.
Exactly. They're going to become detectives and try to find those missing bells.
I can't wait to hear what happens.
Okay, so first things first, they decide to start their search at Santa's workshop.
Makes sense. I guess if you lost something, you'd start looking where you last saw it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They figure maybe the bells got lost in the workshop.
You know, all the toys.
Yeah, maybe mixed in with like the toy trains and the teddy bears and everything.
What a mess that would be.
Oh, I know, right? But it's worth a shot.
It is. That's a good point. You've got to start somewhere.
Right. So the elves get to the workshop and they start searching high and low.
I bet they looked everywhere.
Oh, they did, but no bells.
This is a tricky one.
It is. But then wait a second.
What is it? Did they find something?
They spot something. Huh? It's a sprinkle of glitter.
Glitter? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's a clue.
Ooh, a clue. I love clues.
Me too.
Oh.
Clues are the best part of a mystery.
Okay, so what do they do with the glitter?
Well, they decide to follow it.
Follow the glitter?
Yeah. They follow the sparkling trail, and you know where it leads them.
Where?
To Dizzy.
Dizzy?
Dizzy the toy maker elf. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Of course. He's always making a mess.
Well, it turns out that Dizzy had been playing with the bells earlier.
Oh, Dizzy.
Right, near the jack-in-the-boxes.
Sounds like he was having fun.
Oh, he probably was.
But those bells need to be found. Santa needs them.
I know, but the elves, they're not giving up.
Be good for them. What did they do next?
So the trail of glitter leads them away from the workshop this time.
Away from the workshop. Where does it go?
Towards the reindeer stables.
The reindeer stables. Maybe the reindeer know something.
That's what the elves are thinking. They think maybe Prancer knows something.
Prancer.
Yeah. They'll find him practicing his fancy dance moves, you know.
Oh, I love Prancer. He's my favorite.
He's getting ready for the big night.
It's so cute watching those reindeer prance around, isn't it?
It is. So the elves ask Prancer if he's seen the bells. And he just points his shiny nose towards Fluffy's den.
Fluffy.
You know, Fluffy the Arctic Fox.
Oh, yeah. I love Fluffy. He's always getting into trouble.
Yeah, he loves to explore.
I hope he didn't do anything to those bells.
Well,
I bet he thought they were toys.
You're exactly right.
I knew it.
Okay, so the elves peek into Fluffy's den.
What did they find?
And guess what?
What?
Fluffy's taking a nap right on top of a pile of jingle bells.
Oh, Fluffy. He's such a rascal.
He thought they were just shiny, noisy toys.
Well, they are kind of shiny and noisy, aren't they?
They are. But Tinker explains to Fluffy that these bells... they're very important.
Right, because they're magic.
Exactly. And they help Santa's reindeer fly.
Oh, so Fluffy didn't realize.
No, he didn't. And you know what? He feels really bad that he took them.
Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah. So he helps the elves return the bells to Santa.
That was very nice of him. It's always good to try to fix things if you make a mistake.
Absolutely. So Santa, he's so happy to have his bells back.
I bet he was so relieved.
Oh, he was. And he's so proud of Fluffy for helping.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
That's right. And you know what? Santa decides to do something special for Fluffy.
Really? What?
He decides to make Fluffy the official guardian of the sleigh bells.
Wow. What a great honor. I bet Fluffy will keep those bells safe from now on.
Oh, definitely. He learned his lesson.
So what happens next? Does Santa finally get to deliver the presents?
He does. With the bells back where they belong, Santa and his reindeer, they take off into the starry night.
And the bells are jingling.
All the way.
I love this story.
Me too. What was your favorite part?
That's a tough one. I think maybe when they found Fluffy sleeping on the bells.
That was pretty funny.
It was. So what do you think? Do you think Fluffy will make a good sleigh bell guardian?
I think he will. He's learned a lot.
And I bet he'll have lots more adventures at the North Pole.
Definitely. So keep imagining your own North Pole adventures and have a very happy holiday season.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.